This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This just in from the no, come on, really? File. The Los Angeles Lakers, among the most profitable and valuable franchises in the National Basketball Association, got, and to be clear, have returned $4.5 million from the first round of the SBA loan program. Now, good for the Lakers for giving it back, but the news highlights one of the issues with the PPP, right? Companies that didn't need the money getting it, and companies that really did need it, not. Christina Stemble runs a company that needed and still needs a PPP loan. She's the founder and CEO of a company called Farm Girl Flowers. They do direct-to-consumer flower arrangements. Christina, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
So first of all, does your experience with the second round match what we just heard from Justin in his spot? Are you having problems today?
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely matches what he's talking about. It seems like they've just put more money into it without doing any of the safeguards that needed to happen to prevent what happened in the first round from happening in the second round.
Yeah. You did a video the other day. It was a straight-to-camera 26-ish minutes on YouTube thing. And the takeaway, and I think you actually used these words, the Paycheck Protection Program has failed us. Explain that.
Yeah, I think it's failed everybody. And it's not, you know, I think everybody wants to point fingers and you know, blame people. I think it's a failing all the way around, though. I mean, it's a failure from, you know, trying to roll it out too quickly without putting proper safeguards in place to ensure that it wouldn't be scammed because everything seems to be used inappropriately. But it also was a failing on the part of CEOs that didn't have enough integrity to know that this was not set up for them. And, you know, being able to figure out that if you, you know, classify all of your different locations as separate entities, then you can get it for all of them and get $20 million when there was supposed to be a cap. I mean, all of those things could have easily been prevented if there was just, you know, an ounce more wisdom put into it and thought put into it before it was rolled out.
Give me the quick and dirty on what happened that first day when, for which is now like a month or whatever it was ago, when San Francisco, where you are headquartered and did a lot of your sourcing, when they basically said shelter in place. What happened to your company?
Yeah, within 12 and a half hours, we had to shut everything down in San Francisco, which was where 85 to 90% of all of our orders came from. We already had hundreds of thousands of dollars of flowers on their way to us. And with only 12 hours to shut down a whole facility, you know, we had to throw out $150,000 worth of flowers. We had to furlough almost 200 people. And then I had to figure out very quickly how to pivot because as a bootstrapped company, we only had 8 weeks of runway. Because we have perishable products, we have tiny margins. You know, this is not, I get a lot of feedback from people that are like, you know, that's irresponsible of you to have such little money in the bank. And it's like, okay, well, you come run a $50 million perishable product company and tell me how to do it, you know? And so that's, you know, how we had to close down was also really, really hard.
Walk me through the calendar here for a minute, would you? Mother's Day is around the corner. I imagine that is enormous for you. Are you going to be able to pay the bills, as it were?
Yeah. So Mother's Day, I feel like everybody in the floral industry has this big, like, ticking time bomb on our heads because we have to get everything figured out by May 10th. This holiday gets us through the very slow summer months to fall when it tends to rebound. Who knows what's going to happen this year with the economy? But we have, you know, 1 month that gets us through the next 4 months. And so if we can't figure out how to create supply and we can't do it in San Francisco now, we've had to open actually 5 different distribution and fulfillment centers in a span of 5 weeks, which is about killed us. Yeah. But just in order to try to figure out how we can make enough orders for the demand, which will allow us the revenue to hopefully get us through the summer, especially since we didn't get the PPP loan, we don't have any safety net whatsoever. So without Mother's Day, we may not make it till the end of the year.
Well, so let's keep going with that, unpleasant as it may be. Do you think this crisis and the inability of the government to get money to enough companies that need it will cost you your company?
I'm hoping not. I'm hoping that I can, even without this, that would be so helpful and allow me to sleep more than 3 hours a night. Would, you know, it would have been really, really wonderful. But I'm hoping that I'm strong enough as a CEO and a leader of this company and that I can, and creative enough that I can figure out other ways. You know, I'm probably on my 18th pivot by now. I don't know. I mean, the uncertainty with the, you know, economy is the thing that I just, you know, I can do all the financial models in the world and that's what I'm doing up at night to make myself feel better. But, and, you know, I don't know what type of recession we may be going into and that there's so much out of my control that I can't plan for because I don't know what it is right now.
This is hard.
Yeah. It's really hard. Really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Christina Stemble, her company is called Farm Girl Flowers. Christina, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, Kai.